You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
We are back. The final hour on a Thursday night. Who better to start it with than the Hall of Famer himself, Larry?
Oh, yeah, right. Man, what do you mean the final hour? That's, I don't like that. Would you reword that?
Well, I tell you what, Larry, we can extend this.
Yeah, so we're in our last hour, not.
Yeah. Okay. Larry, let me do it again. The last hour on this Thursday night before we get back tomorrow.
Okay, that makes me feel better. Hey, won't you say that guy called you and said, keep that coach's name out of your mouth. Won't you say his name? Say it.
Which coach are we talking about?
That guy called you and said, and you told him he needed to talk to his mommy.
You're talking about Ryan Day?
Yeah, say it. Say it.
Ryan Day.
Na-na-na-na-na. He said, keep that name out of your mouth, Paul Feinbaum. He might hurt you. Hey, look here. I called yesterday, you know, and reported some wrongdoing, and I ain't heard you follow up on it, man. I'm surprised. I mean, these colleges took that dark money from them Arabian people, and they're guilty of 911, 9/11, man. You know, a Texas A&M took $8 million and never declared it. I wonder why they didn't declare it, because it's from them people. I don't think that's right. I think they ought to come down hard on Texas A&M for that. I'm serious. Eight other colleges, major ones, took money. One took $1.5
billion. Larry, I wish I could help you on that, but I can't.
Well, we got to have some integrity.
Well, Larry, I think there are bigger issues right now facing college athletics than that particular one.
Well, I know, but still, you know what? Every time I get good information, you squash it. You know, you like that, man. You don't want me to get nothing over on you, and I'm a better reporter any day than you are. I could do your job. I could do Randy's job for damn sure.
Well, I think you probably could do that, yes.
Yeah, I could. I know I can. You just give me a 12-pack and put it on the counter there, and every break, you know, I get to hit a beer. Hey, seriously, Paul, I'm going to get serious. Right, look, they're going to screw us out of the championship, I'm telling you right now. I heard you were all with that girl. What's that woman, reporter, and all y'all together today? I heard you huddling up, and it's going to be that way. We're going to be screwed. I'm telling you right now.
Hey, Larry, I don't know. Why are you so confident of that?
Because listen at them. Listen at you. Listen at them. Listen at what they're saying, man. They're saying, well, if we win the East, if we run out the table, we still may not get in. That's what they said. We run the table and beat Georgia, we still may not get in. And you,
well, Larry, why don't you do this, Larry? Why don't you not worry about anything other than Saturday? Because I mean, you could conceivably lose to Kentucky, couldn't you?
No way, Jose. You can hang that up.
I was just trying to see if you were paying attention, Larry.
Yeah, you're damn right. I'm paying attention, Jack. I'm going to tell you something. I ain't liking none of this bickering and backering y'all doing on Bama. And you straighten that ass out now, tomorrow I'm going to listen Friday, and you better be talking some good stuff, because I'm going to be in Georgia, Atlanta. You can bank that. Me and Rich, we're going to be there, Jack. It's your show.
Well, I cannot wait for that, Larry. I saw Rich there last year. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. David is up next in Tennessee. Hey, David.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Quick question. If I know I've heard during the show today, you know, that Alabama cannot jump Texas because it's a head-to-head matchup and Texas won. So how far, if Ole Miss beats Georgia, how far does Ole Miss and Georgia fall behind Alabama?
Well, I think Ole Miss, right, where is Ole Miss right now? Right behind Alabama?
10.
Yeah, I think they would move up, but I think that's another one of those situations where it would be hard for Ole Miss to jump ahead of Alabama right now.
Yeah, I mean, according to the committee, I mean, and the experts are saying that, you know, head to head, I mean, there's just no way Alabama could ever jump Texas. So,
say this for maybe the 500th time. It doesn't matter right now. And I urge people not to get hung up on what you see every week, because if you're an Alabama fan or an Ole Miss fan, you have to just let the process play out. Now, Ole Miss is in trouble, though. Ole Miss obviously needs Alabama to lose. But if Ole Miss doesn't see Alabama lose, then Alabama will either beat Georgia and eliminate Ole Miss probably, or lose to Georgia, and then it becomes a really interesting scenario. What happens then?
Yeah, well, because that's what I'm saying. The format of what they have, the committee has already put in place, makes, obviously, nobody trusts them, but it makes no sense, because they're going to have a problem. Because Georgia would definitely have to
be behind Ole Miss. All these scenarios that we talk about, I have been doing this like you've been watching it for 10 years now, and none of these have ever come to fruition, because by the time we get to the first weekend in December, almost always it corrects itself. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very, very much. Brad in Macon, you're on the air. Hello, Brad.
Hey, Mr. Paul. How you doing, brother?
We are doing great.
Hey, I got to tell you, I enjoyed that call you have with Coach Reed. You know how you know when somebody's real good at what they do, Paul?
Tell me.
They make it look easy.
You're right.
And he does, and he did, and the guy is legit. So, hey, Paul, did you ever cover golf at all?
Yes, I did. I've covered a reasonable amount of golf. Used to cover the Masters, covered that for about 20 years. I covered a number of other majors, so yeah, I've covered a lot of golf.
Well, before I make my point about football, you know, when Jack Nicklaus used to go over there and play the British Open, those press over there would say, "Don't you hate playing in cold weather and all this rain? Don't you hate that?" He goes, "No, I love that. You know why?" And they said, "Why?" He goes, "Because that eliminates 75% of the field."
You're right. You're absolutely right. And I was at a golf course one day, and it's been a while. And it was a really good course, my wife and I were not, we were just out there seeing a friend, and there was a guy in the practice range, and it was pouring down rain, and she said, "Why in the world is that guy out there?" I said, "I guarantee you he's a professional," and we got pretty close, and I think this was a number of years ago, and I'm pretty sure it was Justin Thomas.
Oh, wow, yeah, I could see it.
And
for sure.
Yeah, you have to practice in every type of inclement weather.
You do for that game, and it does do what Jack said. It does take away from the field from the guys who don't want to get dirty and don't want to get wet. But my question to you is, Athens on Saturday night is 85% chance of rain. Temperatures are going to be dropping. Does that favor or not favor which of the two teams? Not for me personally, I think it takes away from what Ole Miss's offense
does. Yeah, I
does.
Do too. I think it and favors Georgia. And I'm gonna give you for instance, that really has nothing to do with this, but the coldest game I've seen Ole Miss play in was exactly a year ago this weekend in Oxford. We were over there for the Alabama game, and it was below 30, I think, and they did not play very well. Now that has nothing. There could have been they were playing Alabama, but some teams are more used to it. I don't think either team has an advantage of where they reside because the weather in Athens and Oxford are fairly similar. But
right.
I think what Georgia does is a little bit simpler for a bad weather game than Ole Miss.
Well, Paul, thank you so much for taking my call, and you be well now.
Thank you very much. Let's take a short break. We are back. Much more to come here in this last hour of the show.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
I-Man is up next.
Live from the capital city. You know, Paul, how long is this Michigan topic going to go on?
I believe it will be over by this time tomorrow.
And you know, we heard a guy talking about scouting. I mean, people have been doing this forever. You can call it scouting. You can call it what you want to. But you're out there watching the other team trying to get all the little nooks and crannies figured out. And what does Nick Saban do? He hires somebody from a team that's on his future schedule. And guess what? Within a two-year period, they're playing that school. And what does Nick Saban get when he hires those people? He gets a playbook. So everybody's doing it. Everybody's doing it. You know, and Larry's talking about Alabama getting screwed. Alabama didn't move in polls because they screwed themselves. You know, we only beat ourselves. Nobody beats us. We's Alabama. You know, they beat themselves. You get your ass whipped by Texas. Then you come out with a poor showing in that third game. And right now, let's just look at the polls. Michigan probably will play a very competitive game with Penn State, probably win. Michigan, Ohio State play, they're undefeated. One of those will lose and probably won't fall far because it'd probably be a touchdown game, maybe 10 points. Washington, Oregon are going to play close. They'll be in the 40s, and they'll probably be a field goal, maybe 6-point difference in that game. So they're not going to. Florida State's going to shoe in. Alabama's just got no up in them. They just got no up. The committee doesn't care. And the difference in this chairman and the guy with all the Osmond teeth that used to come on there grinning like hell, there's a confidence you feel with this committee chair. He just comes in, shoots straight, and Alabama's a moot point. So Alabama's going, they would have to win out, and there would have to be complete carnage. And Alabama just ain't got the nads to do anything this year. It just ain't got it.
Why are you so happy about that? I mean, why do you just harp on Alabama?
Because that's what we're talking about.
Well, that's while you're in somebody's attic fixing their heating, I mean, are you like thinking of ways to demonize Nick Saban?
No, I just walked in, and in the last 15 minutes, we're talking about Michigan, we're talking about Alabama getting screwed, and we're talking about the polls and the playoffs. Everything I just said is currently on topic within the last quarter hour. And you got this thing going. You don't listen very well.
No, I
don't. You need some pills or something. You need a drink. I mean, you need to see a doctor.
Well, in fact, I probably need all three.
And get a damn haircut while you're there. But no, I'm on topic. I'm on topic. I don't know why you always say that. I mean, Nick Saban is the number one topic on this program. Michigan is the number two. The playoffs and the polls are and Ohio State's. In Florida State, Oregon and Washington, Texas, is all of those are main topics. I'm sorry, your team, the team that you pull hard so hard for, that little cheating fella up there in Tuscaloosa, is sitting at number eight and didn't move with a win. Didn't move. Just sat there lateral. Dead water.
First of all, he's not a cheating little fella.
Yeah, well, he's not very tall.
Well,
he's cheating like hell, Paul, and y'all making this Michigan thing sound like a big deal. This guy's got playbooks. He's hiring these analysts to come in. He's got their playbooks.
Lane Kiffin hired his defensive coordinator this year. Didn't help Ole Miss one lick.
Well, it's certainly got him in the conversation to where Ole Miss is sitting right there.
Well,
looking
I'm talking about
Nicholas
it didn't help
shoulders.
Him against Alabama.
It didn't have to help him. It's helped him. He's sitting right where he wants to see. He's backseat driving. And you know what? I think Paul, next time Larry calls.
And to your point, Steve Sarkisian was there at Alabama 2 years ago, and he beat Nick Saban this year.
He sure did. He whipped that ass and almost whipped that ass the year before.
He almost did.
And you know what? Next time Larry calls, you slam on brakes, Paul, and give Larry a screen test. Maybe he can be an actor one day, too. War Dan Eagle, have a great day.
Pig is next.
Hey, Paul, what's going on, baby?
Hey, Pig.
How you doing, man?
We are doing great.
Oh, man. Oh, that's good, man. I'm from Birmingham, Alabama, 50 years old, man. Just want to talk about Nick Saban, man. Get his man his flowers while he's still here, as the young kids say. Just had a couple of points. The first point I want to see if you agree with me on is that I feel like in 2010, they created the CFP just for this man, Nick Saban, because Alabama was going on a run so fierce in 2009, 10. For 3 years, the trophy sat in Alabama. It was like Alabama won, Auburn won, Alabama won again. It was so they just got tired of that. I feel like the rest of the country they were already coming up with a system, but I feel that just kind of pushed it over the edge just for Nick Saban.
You think about this, Pig. You go 09, 10, 11, 12, and 13. It was within 13 seconds in that period of Alabama winning three national championships and Auburn winning two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Auburn lost that game against Florida State at the last second of the game.
You had to come through Tuscaloosa to get a championship. I mean, it was a pathway to the NFL. Now, moving a little forward, I remember back then when we're going to go on two coaches specifically, Urban Meyer and Brian Kelly. Now, Urban Meyer, there was a time when he was at Florida, when him and Nick Saban had their quote-unquote duel going on. Every year it was Nick Saban and Urban, Florida and Alabama for like 2-3 years straight. Now, after Nick got his feet and he just started dominating, Urban had, I think, he was locked in at Florida. He became all of a sudden sick, not knocking him. You know, he had some illness going on. He said, you know what, I'm done. I'm out of Florida. I'm done with this football. My health ain't good. I got to get the hell on. Now, he leave, go do TV. Now, he's commentating. Fast forward a little bit down the road, you get Alabama another national championship with Brian Kelly and Notre Dame. This is before the CFP. This is before. And you had, at that game, Urban Meyer sitting on the sideline commentating. I remember specifically Bama coming down that tunnel. They did a shot of that tunnel. And you seen these gigantic Alabama players coming down the hallway, beating against the wall, screaming, ah, just this energy. And behind the rope, they had Notre Dame sitting there watching this team go by. Brian Kelly standing in the front, players behind him. And the contrast in size, it was just stark, man. It was crazy. And you see, it was like fear. It was like, you know, this is it. Now, you get out on that field and you know to do the practice and warm up and before game, you got Urban Meyer sitting on the sideline commentating. And I think I specifically remember these where he looked at those players and was like, I'll be you know what. I mean, these guys are grown men. This is so he was already gone. But the next year, maybe 2 years, he's at Ohio State taking that same playbook up to Ohio State. Bigger, faster players. Before that, Ohio State was irrelevant. Not saying the program period years and all that, but you weren't talking about Ohio State before Urban got there. Now, Brian Kelly, after he lost that game, his whole plan was like, you know what? I got to go where the winning teams are. Took him a while, but he's where he want to be in the SEC. Now, those are just my opinions, Paul. I love your show, man. I remember watching you and Rick Carly Friday nights, man, tearing great. It up, getting coaches mad.
Oh, yeah.
And thanks for taking my call, man.
Hey, Pig, it was my pleasure. It's great to hear from you. Hope we can do this again. Cat Daddy is up next.
Big Paul, looking good and sounding good as always. I got to looking at Georgia's schedule, and a lot of folks come in the liquor store and said, you got to ask Mr. Feinbaum. That's and looking at it, it's kind of a weak schedule. Would you agree with that?
Well, there's an explanation for that. Yeah, I mean, UT Martin, Ball State, but, you know, they still play Georgia Tech at the end of the year. It's not like they play four. I know you're laughing, but Georgia Tech beat North Carolina and beat Miami.
Well, they have come on recently, but I don't think.
Well, so here's the deal. They were supposed to play at Oklahoma this year. That game got taken off. I still don't understand why they couldn't have met at a neutral site, but I've asked the athletic director, and they gave an answer, and that story is over with.
Well, you can't blame the teams. I mean, most of these games are scheduled years in advance, so you don't know what to have, what, and this, that, and the other.
Yeah. Well, they could have had that's really the hole in the schedule. And some of these schools barely play one Power Five, let alone South Carolina and Georgia usually play two, as you well know.
Yes, sir. Well, here's my one question. I know the Gamecocks probably ain't going to make a bowl game, but do you think Clemson will get in?
I do. I think Clemson's schedule sets up pretty well for them, assuming they beat your guys.
Well, if they go to a bowl game, you know what bowl it's going to be, Mr. Paul.
Which one is that?
The toilet bowl.
Sometimes you're not certain what the answer is, and sometimes you would bet it all to be right. We'll take a short break. We are coming back. Final 30 minutes straight ahead.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results. Fast. Constant Contact makes it easy to promote your business with powerful tools like email and SMS marketing, social media posting, and even events management. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. Don't know much about marketing? No sweat. Constant Contact's writing assistance tools and automation features help you say the right thing at the right time, every time. Plus, you can send with confidence, knowing your emails are actually reaching your customers thanks to Constant Contact's best-in-class 97% deliverability rate. Tackle any challenge with Constant Contact's expert live customer support. Plus, everything's backed by their 30-day money-back guarantee. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Final 30 minutes of our program, and AJ is up next.
AKA the Dollar General knockoff. I heard what you said. I kept receipts on you, Paul Feinbaum. You know, I heard your opinion on it, but I'm going to give you my opinion on you. You know what you are, Paul? You're an Alabama thrift store dumpster cleaning of a talk show host. That's exactly what you are. And I want you to tell your illegitimate stepson, I heard what he said yesterday. Ain't had to put a coat on all year. Freeze warning, AJ Hawkins, freeze warning. Ain't had to put a coat on all year. I'm going to tell you something I advise you to do, Mr. Legend. You get your ass in your Pontiac and drive down there to the trailer park and knock on your girlfriend's front door. She's built like a damn Pall Mall Menthol 120 menthol cigarette. Tell her, ask her to give you your old high school Letterman jacket back that has an L on it because you was at the University of Loserville. And I'm going to tell you this. Tell her to give it back to you because here in a couple of weeks, it's going to get mighty cold on your ass. Woo! Oh, damn it.
Dave is up next. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Paul. How are you today, sir?
We are doing well. Thank you.
Good, man. Long-time listener, first-time caller, big Georgia guy. I went to my first Dogs game in 1976, and believe it or not, they played Oregon that day in Athens. Ever since then, though, been a big guy. My last year at UGA was Dooley's last season in 88, so I was not part of the golf years, thankfully. Anyway, wife and I love your show. She does calisthenics now to the song.
Oh, really?
I turn it up loud, and she'll come running into the room and
That's
start
funny.
Doing all these. Isn't that awesome?
You know, it's interesting that because to hear that from an adult, I hear more kids talk about that song that for some reason they hear it and then they start humming it or singing it.
She knows all the words, and we sing it together. I mean, it's a fantastic song. Real quick. Last year when you guys were at the College Football Hall of Fame, we went down there that morning not knowing that y'all were going to be there. And frankly, by the time we were done, we didn't want to wait 3 more hours for the show to start because we wanted to go to the varsity.
I wish I had left with you.
I picked up Keith Donovan's book, Coach.
Really?
And it's a great book. I've never read it before. Here's my take.
I've read every one of the Bryant books. I think it's the best. I don't think I know it is.
Let me tell you what I think, though. The more I read it, when I was done, I know everybody says, oh, Kirby took the Saban blueprint to Athens. I think he may be more like Coach Bryant than he is Coach Saban. Or maybe he just married the two.
I tell you, you've given me a really interesting project to talk to him sometime about that. And it's, I mean, maybe he was studying Bear. I mean, you know, his father was a coach, as you probably know. And
yeah. And Kirby was from Slap Out. You know, there's a place called Slap Out, Alabama. No,
that would be, what a revelation that Kirby Smart has actually modeled his coaching style after Paul Bryant as opposed to Nick Saban.
I'm serious. And I am serious. One more thing. AJ reminds me of my brother-in-law that lives in Alabama. And guess what? I don't talk to him anymore because he sounds just like AJ.
Yeah, I mean, I, at the risk of offending every brother-in-law out there, I mean, AJ is that one brother-in-law at Thanksgiving that your wife, the entire ride over to your folks, just says, just tolerate him, please, just one more time.
Exactly. Anyway, go dog.
Thank you.
Love you so much.
That's
I keep doing what you're doing.
Fantastic conversation. Appreciate that. We could do a whole show on brother-in-laws, couldn't we? Cash in Biloxi. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Feinbaum. How are you doing today, sir?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Great, great, great. First off, Roll Tide. I am a Bama fan. You know, gotcha. Somebody needs to tell AJ from Auburn or Pell City or wherever he's from that, you know, Dollar Tree phones are the only thing that's worth the damn at the Dollar Tree, and tell him to make sure that Hugh Freeze has that instead of an actual company cell phone, because you can dispose of those phones. But anyway, and as far as I-Man is concerned, you know, you can't say Auburn without saying Alabama. You know, you keep Alabama's name in your mouth, and you really need to just keep on and enjoy, and especially when we're talking about the Dollar Tree, enjoy that day before Christmas Dollar Tree Bowl that y'all going to end up going to. I won't be watching. Now to my next point, now that I got the ass burned Tigers out the way, getting tired of some of these Alabama fans, some of these talking heads, and the playoff committee, you know, saying that Alabama does not have enough to get in the playoff. Wrong. All Alabama has to do is just keep on winning. Style points don't even matter. Just keep playing the games, keep winning, and hope that Georgia remains undefeated. Because just like everybody's hollering about Texas getting in and because they got that significant win, where was Alabama ranked when Texas beat them? The same thing applies with Georgia. As long as you're in that one or two spot and Alabama takes care of business, hopefully gets to Atlanta, and wins, Alabama will be in that playoff. They will leapfrog over everybody. So everybody in Alabama, Bama Nation, I'm with you, but I'm just telling you, chill out, Roll Tide, Kentucky, get up next, my man. Hey, Paul, have a good afternoon.
Thank you very much. Great to hear from you. Let's check in with Carl in Georgia. Hey, Carl.
Hey, Paul, how you doing today?
We are doing great.
Hey, I disagree with Cash. They can dream on. Alabama, they can Roll Tide all they want. But I'm going to make two predictions here for the storyline in college football this weekend. I hope we'll be able to talk about it next week. I feel like one of the biggest would be the return of Brock Bowers at Georgia. That place would come unglued to see him on the field again. And then the other is in Happy Valley. I just think that the Penn State Nittany Lions are going to take care of business, and the stench of Michigan will just go away on its own. What's your opinion?
Well, that would be too good. I think tomorrow is going to impact that, and tomorrow's a big day. We've been waiting all day for the news on Harbaugh. I still think we are very close to it, whether it's late tonight or tomorrow, but I think there's a reasonably good chance he's not going to be coaching Saturday, and that could affect the team. It didn't affect them in the first three games because they were playing directional schools, but it could very well affect them in the toughest game they have had so far this season. We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.